Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C. This half hour is sponsored by Southern Climate Solutions, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Happy Wednesday. Good morning and welcome to Lisa Murphy of Southern Climate Solutions. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Ruthie. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I am doing well. It's sort of been a long summer with all the storms, but we're hanging out and waiting for this next one to come in.
Oh boy, you said it. We keep making the joke about unsubscribing from the Hurricane of the Month Club, and now it's like there's another one. It's just, it's a lot. I'm like, come on, 2020. Like, can we end on a high note, please?
I'm hoping that too. You know, it looks like we're going to get a bunch of rain, and we can expect that. But at least it's nothing like Sally, which I know everybody suffered so bad with, and we did too over here on the water in Gulf Breeze, but I'm finally recovered from that and just hoping that all of this passes and we end the year, like you said, on a high note.
Yes, we're putting out all the good anti-rain dance, I guess, is what we're doing now.
That's right. But, you know, I do think everyone's enjoying the cooler weather a little bit. We're getting into the fall. And I actually saw temperatures down into the high 40s and low 50s this coming week for the lows, which, you know, it's crazy how cool it gets so quick. But, you know, in our business, we always keep an eye, you know, on the humidity. And, you know, this cooler weather, even though we enjoy it, it doesn't really mean that we aren't dealing with high humidity. And that's why you see in our business, sometimes they call winter the real humidity season, which sounds crazy because, you know, in the summer, there's no mistaking that feeling of a really humid day. But in the winter, it's different. You know, you don't get that same sticky, uncomfortable feeling, but high humidity is still present. And that means all of us and all of our homes are affected continually 12 months a year by that excess moisture. Some of the reasons humidity can continue causing major issues, you know, in the winter is typically because we keep our homes closed up a little bit more as it gets cooler outside. So when we do open the doors, the humidity sneaks in. Even most people really don't think about it. But just in addition to the humidity entering the home, the weather itself, everyday things you do in your home, like doing the laundry or taking a shower, create excess moisture in our homes. And of course, it's that excess moisture that can create unhealthy and dangerous conditions like mold and mildew and bacteria. So this is like the time of the year that we get most of our calls from folks that say their vents are dripping, they have condensation on their windows, and they'll call and they'll say, it's raining inside my house.
Oh,
it's
no.
Really common, you know? Yeah, it's common to see it this time of year because you're going to start to keep it a little bit warmer inside. And then that cool air, you know, you think of the glass of iced tea effect when in the summertime you take the cold glass of iced tea outside and the glass condensates. It's the same idea in the winter weather with the warmer air inside, that cold air hitting your windows, and then you get that condensation effect. And that's, you know, that's a sign, you know, you're dealing with that humidity inside your house. But, you know, the good news is you can control it. That's what we do at Southern Climate Solutions. We create permanent moisture control solutions to keep your indoor relative humidity at healthy levels. And that creates superior indoor air quality and prevents all those hazards associated with excess moisture like mold and fungi, bacteria. It even helps with virus, which is good in these days, right? So when you think about mold and bacteria, viruses, the thing that they have in common is they all need moisture to survive. So if you can control that excess moisture inside your home with a complete commercial dehumidification, a complete moisture control solution, you help keep all of those things at bay.
And so I'm so glad you mentioned that about healthy levels of humidity, of indoor humidity, because of course we can't do anything about what's happening outside, but where we can control inside, what would you recommend that people should know about healthy and unhealthy levels just in their home environment?
Right. And that's really important. It's something everybody should keep their eye on. So, you know, according to the EPA, healthy levels are 30% to 50%. Now, our climate is way more extreme with humidity. We're actually considered subtropical. And we like to see humidity levels, indoor relative humidity, right around 40 to 50%. That's what we strive to get our customers at. And that those are healthy levels in our area. That promotes a healthy indoor environment. So what folks need to watch out for is the unhealthy levels. And that would be indoor relative humidity that is at 60% and over. And the reason you need to tune into that, like that constant condition, we run into a lot of people that they're 76% humidity in their house. They know it's uncomfortable. They don't know why. And it's that excess moisture that indoor RH is creating. But 60% is the threshold for mold growth. And that's when you get into unhealthy situations. So, and while your home suffers, so does your health. Because with excess moisture promoting mold, it creates a situation where people can experience chronic conditions like sinusitis, chronic sinusitis, respiratory ailments, skin rash, cold-like symptoms. Those are the most common health issues. So, you know, if you're one of those people who, you know, do suffer from, say, chronic sinusitis, check your indoor relative humidity. Those issues could very well be related to mold spores, and you can't always see them. A lot of them are so microscopic, and some are invisible. But what you have to remember is mold is the number one cause of chronic sinusitis. It's interesting, you know, because when people start talking to my husband, who is out in the field all the time with customers and does all the assessments of homes, and they bring up health issues, he always asks if they tend to feel better when they leave the house or they go to the store, or if they spend time outside. And for the most part, this little light bulb goes on because they realize that they do tend to feel better outside of their home. And particularly now, you know, we're more confined. We have a lot of people working from home because of COVID. And all of a sudden, they're starting to experience, you know, some chronic issues that they didn't before. So think about your situation. And if you're experiencing those kind of chronic conditions, and they seem to be to alleviate if you go to the grocery store or you get out of the house, think about what's going on, you know, inside of your house, and keep your eye, you know, on that indoor relative humidity level, and make sure that you're in that healthy range, 40 to 50%.
And so that's making me think now, because I know in the times that we've talked, Lisa, I still have not taking the right action steps here. So I'm just going to put it out there. What is the best way for people to check that indoor relative humidity level? Like, how can you know? That's not on your thermostat, right?
It's on some thermostats. But if you don't have that option, you can buy, it's a little device. It's called a hygrometer. A lot of our current customers, because of listening to the show and understanding that they have some issues, they bought one, and that's when they confirmed what was going on in their house. But again, it's a hygrometer, relatively inexpensive. You can pick one up any box store, out there, Lowe's, Home Depot. And really, Ruthie, everyone who lives in our climate, where high humidity is present 12 months a year, should have one. High humidity just causes so many problems. Just like we monitor our indoor temperature, we need to monitor that indoor relative humidity. But you know, there are signs that your indoor relative humidity is excessive and unhealthy. And what people typically notice are things like we talked about at the beginning of the show, condensation on your windows, if your vents are dripping. We have some people that every vent is dripping in their home. They may even have to put pans or buckets underneath the vents. Mold and mildew, especially around your windows, cupping wood floors, musty odors. And those of you with older homes and think older homes have that smell, that musty smell, that is mold and mildew. That's not how a home needs to smell or naturally smells. That's a buildup over the year of excess moisture. And then that mold and mildew is thriving on that moisture. It collects in your carpets, your fabrics, your draperies, your furniture, anything. Mold grows on anything organic. But that's all controllable with a controlled indoor environment. And commercial dehumidification, which is what, again, what we do at Southern Climate Solutions, creates that healthy indoor environment, superior indoor air quality. So we eliminate those potential hazards by keeping your indoor relative humidity at those healthy levels.
That is it. That is the name of the game, Southern Climate Solutions. You all have such the perfect name for exactly what you do. And I want to encourage anyone listening, if you have questions, please get in touch. Here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, we love hearing from you with your questions, and Lisa has such expertise to be able to answer them. And of course, you can call or text 437-1620 if you have an issue or just a question about something you have going on. We'd be happy to get that question answered for you.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Ruthie. And you know, folks, you can always visit our website at southernclimatesolutions.com. We're happy to take your call after the show at 850-319-7489. We're always happy to discuss any issues in your home related to the problems you're having, to moisture, to come out and assess your home. That's something that we do for free. We really are problem solvers, so we'll look at, the whole home and what's going on. There's no charge for that, but it really, people love that. It gives them a better understanding of what's going on in their house, and if they do have, problems or issues, then we're always happy to write up a solution, send it out, talk you through it, and take the next steps to get you into a safe, healthy environment. One of the things that a lot of people will ask, and sometimes people know they have issues, so they'll say, "Well, can I just go and, get a dehumidifier right at a box store? Can I go grab one of those small ones? You spend, maybe $100 on them or whatever." And it's sort of like they say, "Well, what's the difference, between that and what you do?" And we tell them, "Well, it's sort of like comparing a small window AC unit that's cooling one room to central air, right? So our equipment is commercial grade equipment with a 6-year warranty. Typically, we install units that remove anywhere, depending on the size of your home, the size of your space, 70 to 120 pints of excess moisture from your home every 24 hours. People can barely believe that, right? That there is that much moisture, but there is. And they're permanent solutions. So our solutions are permanent. There's no dumping of the water out of little pans. They're hidden away. You don't see them. So it's not a device sitting in the middle of your floor that you have to dump out and put away at the end of the day. And it's funny because, all that moisture, and I say people sometimes they find it unbelievable. Every once in a while, we'll have a customer that's curious about that, and they're like, "Does that really happen?" And they'll pull that condensate line, that permanent line, and they'll detach it, and they'll put it into a bucket, like a 10-gallon bucket, and then they'll call us with pictures or videos of the water, dumping into the bucket. I mean, our stuff is heavy duty stuff. It's meant to be permanent. It gets the job done. It provides that superior indoor air quality and prevents mold. Most people are just amazed that that much excess water is inside their home, saturating their furniture, their bedding, draperies, getting into their floors, even in your clothes. But with RH at high levels of 60% and over in your home, that moisture, you know, is there, and it does cause those issues. You know, a lot of people that call us, they're having problems with their hardwood floors, cupping. Mm-hmm. Their first thought is always that the floors need replaced, that maybe they were installed wrong, that there's a problem with the floor. But in every case that we've dealt with, we're able to slowly draw the excess water out of the floors, which is the reason for the cupping, and lay the floors back down. We've even managed to be successful with a home that had all teak floors. And if anyone knows anything about teak and the memory of teak, it is a difficult wood to work with. And we had 100% success with it. So, you know, if you're in that situation, don't replace your floors, which is really, really expensive to do. And it's just going to happen over again, right? You really need to deal with that underlying issue. And that's excess moisture.
That really is, it's pretty incredible how many issues that humidity can create in your home, especially, like you said, we live in a subtropical environment, so it makes sense, but it's not necessarily something that gets talked about all that much. You know, I grew up here on the Gulf Coast, and it was never really like something that we learned along the way, but I'm kind of curious, when people are getting in touch with Southern Climate Solutions and reaching out to you with their questions, do they understand that excess moisture is what is causing some of these problems for them?
Well, some do, most don't. You know, it, Ruthie, it really is a misunderstood concept. Like you said, it's hard to believe, since we live in this subtropical environment. The Gulf Coast is actually one of the most humid regions in the country. Our business is really about educating people, which is why I love being on the show. We always get a lot of calls. We get people interested. Sometimes that light bulb goes on, but it is a misunderstood concept. When people hear things that I'm talking about with you, right, they start to connect the dots. And that's the great thing about this and in educating people about the environment that they live in. We talk to a lot of people because for years they've experienced a lot of the signs of high indoor relative humidity in their homes, but they don't always relate their issues to excess moisture. It's just not a widely understood concept. But we deal with so many folks that have gone through, say, mold remediation after mold remediation, and they've never been told, or it's never been explained to them, why they have this chronic condition with mold, you know, coming back after a remediation. But, you know, unless you deal with that underlying issue, which is excess moisture, you are not fixing your problem. You're spending a ton of money, but you are not fixing your problem. You're just putting a temporary Band-Aid on it. But that's what's so great, you know, why we're so proud of our solutions, because they're permanent. We prevent mold. And that's a huge issue, you know, here in the Gulf Coast. We deal with just so many folks, and it's sad because sometimes they're just overcome with mold. You can pop the money, and sometimes you do need to remediate. Now, our solutions being permanent and creating a prevention scenario, we will make mold dormant. So if it's a mold that's not, you know, terribly bad or extremely dangerous, we can put it in a dormant state if it's, say, in your crawl space. And you may not have to go through that remediation. But, you know, if you're looking at remediation, just keep one thing in mind. It is, you know, it will fix you for now, but address that underlying issue of moisture to completely remove that problem.
Absolutely. And so, again, I just want to encourage everyone, if you have a question or you think you might have one of these problems and want to get a little bit more insight, give us a call, send us a text, 850-437-1620. And so I'm curious, Lisa, you know, you're talking about the different points and the removal process. Is this something that is better for small homes, large homes? How does that work?
Well, you know, Ruthie, we have solutions for every type of home, right? So say a crawl space home versus a slab home, a condo, a town home. But it all depends on what type of home you have and the cubic feet, right? Not necessarily the square feet, but the cubic feet. So somebody with, you know, 15-foot soaring ceilings may require a different equipment, a different solution than someone with 8-foot ceilings if your home is open versus very closed off. We also have solutions for commercial buildings and office spaces, even large boats and yachts. You know, they put what, I forget, they call it a dry box. You know, you can get rid of the dry box, right? A lot of folks invest a lot of money in these boats, and we do have commercial solutions, commercial dehumidification for those types of situations. And, you know, I say a solution because this is just isn't about, you know, popping a commercial grade dehumidifier in your home. It really isn't. It's about understanding the home, understanding the airflow, understanding how the humidity is entering your home, and then creating a solution with the right equipment that truly will bring superior results. You know, we're pretty proud. We have been here on the Gulf Coast for 20 years, and we have 100% happy customers. That's one of the things, you know, we're extremely proud of. And that took a lot of years of experience and knowledge and understanding how a home breathes and how it's ventilated to create these solutions to a degree where when we go out and do it, we don't have anybody who's unhappy with what we did. I mean, they are more than happy because they know they're protecting themselves and they're protecting their home and their investment.
And that's exactly what it is. It's an investment and a protection of it. And Lisa, we actually have a question coming in over the phone. So I will say welcome to Mary to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Southern Climate Solutions. Good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning. Hi. So here's my question. My floors, I don't believe they're cupping yet, but the space between the planks is getting wider, I'm noticing.
Yep. Yeah.
So
and that,
does that
you know,
mean cupping's on its way?
Cupping's on its way. So definitely, you know, anytime your floors, and you think in any normal situation, as you go through the seasons here, they're not extreme, but we have them, right? If you open your front door and it sticks, right? It's the idea that moisture is penetrating that wood. And that's the same thing you're dealing with, you know, with your floors. You're having moisture enter those floors. They're going to expand and contract as the humidity in your house goes up and down. It's something you do want to look at. You know, like I said, it's one of the great benefits of our solution is taking that moisture out and preventing those situations. So you're probably on your way. I'd also be more concerned if you just go out and get a hygrometer and check out what that indoor relative humidity is in your house. Now, you know, depending on the day, you know, like this time of the year, it may be lower. But, you know, give yourself sort of a benchmark as to where you're at. But it sounds to me like your floors are starting to experience those issues. It's something you want to pay attention to. You can, like I said, you can always give us a call and would be happy to come through, throw a moisture meter on there and see what's going on in those floors. But you're smart to look at it ahead of time before they start buckling up. You know, because that's something you'll start to experience. And then it takes a lot longer time to pull that moisture out and lay them down. We do that over a series, you know, of 30 to 60 days, depending on how bad the problem is, because we don't want to make the problem worse. So we do it slowly to remove that water slowly and fix those floors.
Yeah. What should the humidity be? I live in a condo. So what should the humidity be?
You should always be between 40 and 50%. You never want to be at 60% and over. 60% and over is excessive. It's also creating a situation where you're growing mold in your condo. Mm-hmm. It becomes a petri dish after 60%.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your answers.
Thanks for the call,
and your
Mary.
Knowledge. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
That.